So then the other guy says, yeah, can you please hold my hand? Oh, man, that one would have got you to hit me. Well, then you'd groan at me for 10 minutes. Then 4 hours later, you'd get my attention and groan at me again. Then you'd wake me up in the middle of the day to groan in my face. Listen.
Jason. You haven't come home since... Where have you been? What have you been doing? Alfred's worried about you. Look. We need to talk about what happened the other night. Jason, I'm trying to...
How about we skip it, old man? I know you're not sorry. I know it's my fault, so let's just skip it.
If you wouldn't listen to me for a second...
Let's skip that bit, too. You came to see Dick. He's all yours. See you later, man.
Jason,
don't you fucking touch me.
Oh, chum. I don't know who misses you more. Him or me.
Mr. Wayne. Mr. Wayne.
Mr. Wayne.
What were you saying?
As I was saying, while you were apparently elsewhere, I have taken steps to deal with the problem of the mysterious yellow stranger.
What? No, surely Batman can handle...
Overstretched and undermanned, to put it mildly. No. After the mockery this stranger made of those SS agents, more competent assistance has been drafted to the cause.
What might this conscripted assistance look like? Harvey?
Seems your guess is as good as ours, Bruce.
Well, that doesn't bode well.
For both your information, I have had the Joker and Harley Quinn released from Ark to deal with the stranger, who is more than likely a product of their own labors anyway.
What? You can't do that!
Oh, yes, I can. If you care to read the fine print on the Arkham Asylum acquisition contract, you'll find the writ that endows me with the power to release any prisoner at any time without the need for board approval.
So that's why you didn't have us draft the contract.
This is... You know what? Never mind. I'm too tired to deal with this right now.
Clearly, your lifestyle is catching up with you, Mr. Wayne. Too many late nights out on the tiles, eh?
I have to go. But I won't forget this, Oswald. You have my word.
I'll be sure to take these impotent threats under advisement, along with the Ides of March.
Harvey...
We can't believe this. You deliberately kept us out of the loop for your own ends.
Naturally, Harvey. You're rather quaintly ethical, and while it's one of your charming little idiosyncrasies, it was of no use to me in this particular matter.
Of course. Why should we even be surprised about that? Why waste us on something of value when there's all those menial tasks around?
Are you going somewhere with this?
It's always Harvey get the car, Harvey do this, Harvey do that, Harvey bring the Bentley round.
And?
We are the goddamn district attorney, not
let ourselves be treated how we think we deserve, Harvey.
Oh, very glib. You're abusing our trust, our skills, and our time, and you know it.
I know no such things, Mr. Dent. Perhaps you'd care to step outside and cool off a moment before you say something I can't take back.
Distrust again.
Such drama. I suppose I should be lucky he's only got two faces. Speaking of which, I wonder what's become of Edward.
Oh, that's my cue.
Patiently eavesdropping on matters that are of no concern to you?
Naturally. People have far more fascinating conversations when they think they're alone.
At least you're honest about it.
Unabashed, even.
And where the bloody hell have you been all morning?
I've been to see my therapist. Can't you tell?
You do appear less irritatingly maudlin than before. I didn't think you and Dr. Crane were on speaking terms.
No. This one actually earns his money. My hairstylist. Best hands and ears in the city.
Cookie, hurry up! The cab's coming and we still need to check in at the airport.
Cosmo, I'm right behind you. Jeez, we still have 5 hours. You think you're gonna get picked for another random search?
Looking this good, I'd better. Now, have we set up the answering machine?
I did it this morning.
And the mail holding.
Yesterday. We're only going to be gone for 2 weeks, Cosmo. We're not immigrating to Canada or nothing. Besides, who lives in Canada?
Then I guess all we have to do is turn on the alarm and we'll... Can I help you?
Are you Mr. Cosmo?
Cosmo, please don't tell me you ordered crumble cookies again. They're ruining my figure.
Not today, honey. Today, I missed a vacation.
We need to have a word with you.
I'm flattered, but we're closed. And I don't do miracles, so you're just gonna have to live with... that.
We understand you're a friend of Edward Nigma.
Never heard of him.
Well, that's funny. Because we saw him leaving here earlier.
You spend your days watching salons. What an exciting life you must lead.
If you cooperate with us, things don't have to get ugly.
They already have, honey. The second you walked in.
Nice!
Pity. I guess you want to do this the hard way. Well, we could break your salon, or we could break you. Do you have a preference?
Well, I'd prefer you to get out and never come back.
I'm afraid we can't do that. See, you could have helped us out, but now it's time to learn a lesson.
No, honey. I think it's time for you to learn a lesson. You think you're the first hunks of ugly muscle to walk into my salon? Get over yourself. I'm gay.
He's gay.
I'm Jewish.
He's Jewish.
And I live in Gotham City.
He lives in Gotham City.
So if you're going to try to walk into my home and intimidate me, you better have something bigger than a billy club in your hand.
You tell him, Cosmo.
Why don't you take a spin on those knockoff Santonis and get the fuck out of here before I make a hole in you so big you'll be rented out as a bachelor apartment.
We'll find them ourselves, then.
Yeah, you do that. Jesus, tap dancing Christ.
Do you want a vodka soda to calm your nerves?
Just hand me the bottle. Oh, I need a vacation. Toda raba. Let's go.
And let me tell you, he deserves every red cent.
Looks all right, I suppose.
Grudging praise is still praise to the discerning ear.
And a haircut took 2 days, did it?
So I took some personal days. I mean, Come on now. Don't tell me you actually needed me to be present for something yesterday.
No, I didn't.
There you go. Oh, here. This came for you.
Well, why didn't Ophelia bring it in to me?
Presumably, she was too busy polishing the doorknob and didn't find the opportunity.
I don't like that insinuation, Edward. Particularly from you.
I bet you don't.
Juno, I still can't seem to get a hold of bloody Samson. Haven't seen hide nor hair of him all week.
Now you can't get good help these days. Apparently.
Now then, what's this about?
Looks like a jar of Harper brand relish. Hey, this stuff is supposed to be good.
Harper. So he's finally made it here, eh? Damn.
Chipotle, huh? Well, let's see.
A note here. Let's see. How is your man like an open door? What do you suppose that means?
Well, the old riddle is, when is a door not a door?
You know I care nothing for riddles, Edward.
Nonetheless, the answer is, when it's ajar. So I guess they're saying Samson is ajar? Oh, no. I think I'm going to be sick.
What the blazes is wrong with you?
Ajar? A jar? Samson is a jar? They've put him in...
Oh, God. Are you suggesting that Samson is somehow a part of this relish?
It seems pretty damn obvious to me. I can't believe that I... You let me eat that! Oh, water. I need water.
Such melodrama, Edward. Ever since that Valentino malarkey, you think everybody has a predilection for pushing cannibalism on an unwilling subject.
Let's just say that I'm much more open to the possibility these days. That's what experience is supposed to do, you know. Teach you things.
Hogwash.
Fine. You try it, then.
I don't want to.
Ha! See?
Shut up. I already ate. Look, there's something else in here.
Oh, sweet mercy. Either that's a tragic start to a meatball sandwich, or
those are not... Samson's testicles.
Oh, yes, he denies it so casually. How the hell do you know? Run a thorough top-to-bottom inspection of your flunkies, do you? Check for lice and contraband?
Those could belong to anyone. In fact, they might not even be testicles. Edward, you are overreacting.
All right, then. Let's look on the bright side here. If he's not in the relish, then his singing voice may have improved exponentially.
This is just a minor blip.
A blip? Surely this is prelude to warfare and nothing less.
Nothing worth panicking over. This is merely A handshake. A handshake between prominent individuals of power. Nothing more.
Well, rather you than me. When I shake hands, I prefer to keep hold of all my fingers.
And your testicles.
Well, that goes without saying. You're sure you're not brushing off this Harper business a tad too readily?
Oh, no. Clearly, Harper is trying to get my attention in a rather juvenile fashion, but he simply isn't worth the consideration. No point in fretting about it, my lad.
Well, I would say that a sudden sense of self-preservation in the face of a clear and obvious threat is a bit more than fretting, but I do not fret. I simply know red flags when I see them, and a personalized chunky relish with extra nuts certainly qualifies.
Oh, so now you're an expert. The one who opted to take a car instead of a private plane to round up Dr. Six Red Flags over Georgia.
Hey, I never said I avoided red flags. Only that I recognize them.
A piffling difference.
So what are you going to do with those? Fashion them into earrings for Ophelia?
Cleaner can take care of all that.
Someone needs a raise.
Still, not the strangest thing to turn up in the City Hall mailbag.
You know what? I don't doubt that.
Hey, Crane.
What do you want, boy?
You got a minute?
Look, I've been here all day. You can check the surveillance cameras if you want.
I'm not here on business, okay?
Personal or professional?
Personal for me, professional for you.
You wanna talk to me?
Yeah, I got some things to say.
Look, I don't do pro bono for rich kids, and I ain't a charity. You got that?
Fuck you. It's a paying gig.
I don't know why the hell you're sniffing around here, because, boy, I wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking for right now. I don't need another person pretending to care.
Fuck. Tomorrow, 2 p.m., you're late, you're history. Clear?
Crystal, I'll be there.
Uh-huh.